fulfilled yet. That is, I've said, Lord, I want a trip to heaven. I want to go to heaven to have a look. And it's my request. It's a good request. It's an honest request. It's a scriptural request. We could ask. Right? And when he does, I'll tell you the story. And so, it's there. It's still on my list. And I let my request be made known to God. It's important for us to learn how to make requests before God. And God will answer. So it starts with prayer. Chapter 4 starts with prayer. And there's consideration of this special request. And you notice the way Boaz works. He works according to the law. You see, the law says that the closest kinsman can take up Ruth and in the inheritance. God is limited to His word when He answers your prayer. He will not work anything that is against His word. He chose us to work through His word. And then we have a particular custom here in chapter 4. When it was sealed that Boaz was going to marry Ruth and buy over the inheritance and redeem it on behalf of Ruth, that is Naomi, in chapter 4 verse 7. Now this was a custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging. To confirm anything, one man took off his sandal and gave it to the other. And this was an attestation in Israel. Notice the two words there. Redeeming and exchanging. Redeeming and exchanging. The custom was to take off their shoes and they would exchange. Look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 15, 16 and 17. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again for my necessities. Now they have given to God. Philippians 4 verse 19 is claimed by everybody. It says, my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. But the first word is the word and my God. In other words, verse 15, 16, 17 must be fulfilled. It's because the Philippians have been constantly sowing into Paul's ministry, Paul blesses them back. And God blesses and announces the blessing of God on their life. There is always a giving and receiving, an exchange. And that's what takes place in Philippians chapter 4, in the strength of Jesus. Unless you give your ability to Him and surrender them to Him, He will not put His strength in you. The word weight in the Hebrew, also there are several Hebrew words for weight, but the one particularly found in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, the word weight means to exchange. To exchange your shoes for His shoes. That's a good exchange. And you put on God's shoes and you could walk as Jesus walked. So there's an exchange that takes place. Chapter 4 talks about Christ, our strength. Why do many people not have the strength that God wants them to do whatever He wants them to? It's because as long as you want to do it, He will keep out of it. I have known God to keep out of things in people's life because they want to do it. And God will just wait. Until you knock yourself on the head so hard and so many times and you go round and round in difficulty until you say, oh God, I can't do it by myself. God say, now you ask. And invite Him into the picture and you exchange shoes with Him. You exchange your weakness for His strength. Paul learned the secret of the exchange in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 when he says that in my weakness, He is my strength. He has learned the secret of exchanging. There are many believers who have not learned that secret of exchanging and drawing on Christ's strength. Let me read 2 Corinthians chapter 12 for a moment. It says in verse 9 and 10, "And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Paul has learned the secret of the exchange. When you're weak, he can be your strongest. That's when he comes through the most in his strength. And that's Philippians 4, 2, verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And I like the word "all." Don't make that "all" small. Don't say that Jesus can only help me in this area and not in that area. He can help you in all areas, even in bringing up children, in your husband and wife relationship, in your home life, in how to cook your food better, in how to open your restaurant, in how to run your business, in how to do your engineering work. It is all things. Don't limit God. He is able when you ask. But you'll be surprised how many times and in how many areas we never ask. So he never helps, because he waits for us. He's a gentleman. When we recognize, even in the smallest thing, in setting up the equipment for the sound, in playing the guitar, playing the piano, he can help. Everything. In reading the Bible, in writing your thesis, in studying for your university exams, in studying for your school exams. Ask. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Don't limit God. Enlarge in your vision for God. He can do all things through you, if you allow Him to. He can make you whatever kind of person the world says you can't be. He can make you the kind of character that everybody says that you can never change. He can make you a better husband. He can make you a better wife. He can make you a better boss. He can make you a better employee. And the world tends to give people up and say, "Oh, they're always that way." But God never gives up. The day a person says, "I can do all things to Christ, all things to Christ who strengthens me," is when God starts coming into their life in a fresh new way. And I've known God to do miracles. People who have never played any musical instruments all their life. And when God says, when they stop confessing their inability and confessing God's ability in their life, God comes in and does a marvelous miracle, and they play beautifully. And sometimes it could be a music teacher, and they're good in hearing, but they are not so good at playing by ear. I mean, they could read some music, and some of them are teaching piano even. And they say, "Oh, I can never do it without those notes." But one day God comes. God says, "You can. Only ask." And the person starts moving into the area. Or perhaps you're somebody who knows music and never learns to read and write music. He says, "I can't." Why say you can't? Give it to God, and God will make it possible. "I can do all things." Not just some things. Not just spiritual things. But all things. He can help us. Only us. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise You and we thank You for Your grace and for Your mercy. We ask, O God, that You establish mercy upon our lives, You establish, O God, grace upon our lives, so that, Father God, we would always, always long to love You. Always, O God, express our worship, our thanksgiving to You. In every way possible, Lord, we want to thank You, Lord, that You love us, You minister grace to our lives. We thank You, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Stand up together with me as we close. There is a name I love to hear. It sounds like music in my ears. It tells me what my Father has in store for every day. Praise God. We will pray for any one of you who needs prayer outside here. There are also pastors here.